8 вечера в Украине.
News that Russia has accused Ukraine of terrorist sabotage in Crimea has raised the stakes again and leaves Kiev and its allies in the West second-guessing Moscow's next move. The Ukrainian government,
all the Russian claims look silly,
claims the account of events in Crimea from Russia's security service, the FSB, is simply made up.
The only goal of Russian provocation is create a pretext for more military threats against Ukraine and against the security in the whole region.
Alexei Makiyev is Ukraine's deputy minister of foreign affairs.
War has been developed throughout the centuries just with military incursions. Nowadays, everything is around the propaganda campaign about inventing facts. All the psychological operation of the Kremlin is a part of their hybrid warfare against Ukraine and at the end of the day against the security of all Euro-Atlantic region.
On Russian state TV, FSB video has shown explosives. The FSB claims they were found on the alleged Ukrainian special forces, who it says were planning an attack on infrastructure in Crimea. They also released a video of a Ukrainian man, Yevgeny Panov, in handcuffs. Russia says he was one of the attackers. Speaking to a Ukrainian TV channel, Mr. Panov's brother said he thought it was an insane joke when he read online that his brother was in Crimea and had been arrested by the FSB. Yevgeny Panov is a veteran of Ukraine's conflict in the east of the country against Russian-backed separatists. But his brother insisted he must have been abducted and taken to Crimea. He says veterans know they are on the FSB's lists. And to go to the territory that is occupied by the aggressor, said Mr. Panov's brother, would be to sign his own death sentence. In blunt language, President Putin said Ukraine had chosen terror over peace talks. And he said the apparent deaths of an FSB agent and a Russian soldier in the alleged attack and subsequent fighting would require a response.
The hustle and bustle of the rush hour here in this working-class neighbourhood of Kiev is a scene of normality. People waiting for the bus, on their phones, and plenty of bags of shopping. But the instability caused in the very east of Ukraine by the war there, and now in the south, near to the dividing line with Crimea, is, in the eyes of many people in Ukraine, part of a Russian strategy to destabilize Ukraine, damage its economic prospects, and undermine the faith of all of these people here that the relatively new political order in Kiev can bring about positive change.
We can only guess what is on the mind of dictator, and Putin is dictator.
Like most Ukrainian academics, Alexei Haran is not a fan of Russia's president, but he is worried.
I don't think there could be a major war, because actually Russia would lose a lot, because sanctions would be increased, there would be a lot of casualties. But perhaps it could be some local military operation, like trying to seize one more Ukrainian town.
Professor Haran believes current events in Crimea have a lot to do with the war in the east of Ukraine and the so-called Normandy 4 peace talks.
He can create an excuse to either to stop this or at least harden these talks and to test what would be the Western reaction. So he may try also to split the West.
Ukraine's president has now put his military on high alert. Whether or not Russia is telling the truth about events in Crimea last weekend, Kremlin maneuvers in Ukraine have always been part of a wider strategy. Moscow is angry that NATO countries, including Britain, are stationing troops in the Baltics and Poland. And Ukraine remains a focal point of tension between Russia and the West.